Goodness. I'm so clumsy. I was too involved in my books, and now I've bumped into you and dropped them all on the floor. I'm so sorry. Oh, it couldn't be. My king, is that you? Surely my luck is not that good. I've bumped into the king himself. Well, would you look at that? I suppose my charms are doing their job then. Forgive me, your grace. It was an accident. I can assure you it will never happen again. Truly, I have to admit I've been quite distracted the past few years. But it seems now that you and your wife, Queen Stella, have won the war, well, I will have to find a new job. Again. Forgive me. I am the court mage. A blood witch. I served Queen Stella's father for many years before her birth. Oh. Yes. Very interesting years indeed. He was an ambitious man, what can I say? He used my powers and knowledge. He sought the cure for eternal life. Unfortunately, I failed him. I was not able to find it. And he, passed. I am so thankful Queen Stella did not have my head for my transgression. She is more forgiving than her father was. I've heard similar things about you, my king. You are her kinder counterpart. And less ambitious, perhaps. Why don't you help me take my books back? Of course, only if it is what you desire, my king. I would never dream of ordering you around. But you seem interested in my work. Perhaps I could show you. Well then, right this way. Luckily for you, it's just down these steps here. It's quite dungeony, if I do say so myself. You'd like to know more about me. Your grace, you do me such honor. I entered into the service of the late king when I was 15 years old. I served him for over 20 years. And I have served Queen Stella for the entirety of her reign so far. She was quite an adorable child. Very kind. Though her father snuffed out that weakness quite quickly. The king and I had an understanding, if you will. Sorry. I do not expect you to understand. Well, here we are. It's not the most cozy, but... Well, this is where I conduct my work now. Might I ask your grace, why do you have such a keen interest in my work to find the answer to eternal life? You and Queen Stella have accomplished a lot. Conquered Ulten. Have united the two largest countries. Something even her father could not accomplish. The two of you have not been married long, but have already created a base for a legacy that will last forever. What more could you possibly hope to accomplish? Love. No, of course, my king. Only a blind man could not see the love you have for your queen, and the love she has for you. You seek to spend eternity with her. Are you asking me, my king? What do I think it is you're asking? You wish for me to revive my search for eternal life. Do you know what you ask of me? I will require live subjects to test on. Many could die in your pursuit, Your Highness. Are you willing to make that sacrifice? Queen Stella ordered me to halt my search. She knew it drove her father to madness. Would you really risk going against her wishes? I've known her since she was a child, and she is fierce, Your Grace. As I'm sure you've come to know. Our secret. Forgive me, my king. I must admit, I did not think you capable of secrets from your queen. That is an altogether different story. I will require your complete and utter discretion, my king. For I fear the queen's wrath upon me. I wonder now, my king, what other secrets do you keep? Though I am but a lowly court mage, it is no business of mine. I am likely to succeed. I made much progress in my research. However, one lifetime was simply not enough. As a sorceress, I'm able to manipulate my own lifespan with ease. But others who do not possess magic in their veins, it can do horrible, horrible things to them. That is why when we discovered this substance in these ancient texts, I thought it possible. I still believe it to be, but I failed the king. On his deathbed, I tried to administer it. But it was too late. The queen blamed me at first in her grief, but eventually realized it was his own madness that drove him to this. No, my king. I don't believe you to be mad. Love does strange things to people. Forgive me. You needn't worry of my opinion. Yes, of course. A deal is a deal. Our secret, remember? Where are you rushing off to so soon, my king? No, no, no. Our work has only just begun. I still need something from you. See, there was a man I loved once. Funny, he was actually one of the test subjects. One that was doomed. However, I spared his life, even though I knew he was the key to finding. Even though I knew he was the answer, I had fallen in love with him. I could not bring myself to dispose of him like cattle. I had hoped that once I had discovered the answer to eternal life, I could also administer to it Dem, as well as the king. Though once Queen Stella ordered me to halt my research, I knew he was doomed. 5 years ago now, That was when he... passed. So it's funny that you would come to me now to reignite the flame, and your cause is love. When I was forced to watch the man that I love die in my arms over this stupid research. I require one thing of you, my king. If I am to do as you ask. Anything. Funny you should say that. No, I don't need anything. I only need one thing from you. Why, the pleasure of your company, of course. My aforementioned lover. Oddly enough, you remind me of him. Perhaps. While we're in the midst of keeping secrets, we could keep a few dangerous ones from the Queen, specifically. What I wouldn't give to be with him again, or even a moment. Even if it's only someone who looks like him. Don't back away now, my king. I can be with you forever, my king. Isn't this what you wanted? My absolute discretion. Did you not think I would ask for something in return? You silly, silly boy. Fine. I will not force you, my king. I cannot force you. Not even with all my magical powers. The Queen has placed a great many protections upon you. My spells have no effect. However, you should be careful. There are worse things than spells, my king. I require something of you, regardless. But I forget myself. I had better make you some tea. Some for myself as well. I'm quite parched, aren't you? Yes, it's quite hot down here. Would you look at that? Seems I have some left over from only an hour ago. Here. Why don't you have some? Oh, no need. I can make more for myself. Drink up. All of it? Really? You really were famished. Shame. For you, not for me. The This is good for me. And you can feel it already, can't you? It's beginning to course through you. Remember how I said you look so much like him? You, your genetics, they are similar. Stronger than those of the humans you would find here. Your bloodline is something special. No, you cannot replace him. You would never measure up. With all due respect, Your Grace. But I still need your seed to help bring him back. Oh yes, I plan to do just that. It's all right. I won't tell your precious Stella. But this is my condition, Your Grace. Yes. It's but a small sacrifice. All you do is release your seed into a little jar for me. And then you get to spend eternity with your queen. It's a win-win, don't you think? I can do so much. I can even sound like her if you'd like. And if you'd really like, I can turn into her. Do you think it would help, Your Grace? No. Fine. Be that way. But I'm going to get this from you one way or another. Be strong, my king. Think of Stella. It might help. Oh, there we go. The royal member is getting real hard. Oh, goodness. It's so... I won't say that. No way. Well, it is, Your Grace. Quite... large and thick. I bet you make our queen very happy. No wonder she's so possessive of you. I'd say it's almost as good as my own man's. But that is neither here nor there. Once I've made you come for me, I'll have everything I need. What? I'm surprised you're still hard. You're cheating on your precious wife and queen, the one you love oh so much, with little old me. Not that you have much of a choice. We need each other after all. I'm going to start. Try not to enjoy it too much, Your Grace. It's been so long since I've done this. I hope I'm still capable. Based on those noises you're making, I would have to assume that yes, it is. I might even have to. No, I shouldn't. But it looks so tasty, Your Grace. And juicy. I almost can't help myself. I'd love to just have a little lick. Wrap my mouth around it. Only for a moment. You wouldn't even notice, basically. I'd be so quick, Your Grace. In and out and around and over. Just a little. Oh, come now. You wouldn't deny me. Our secret, remember? You're close already. All right, Your Grace. Just point and aim. Oh my. Well, there's so much. I think I got most of it here. Very healthy and thick. Perfect for my spells and research. But goodness me. Honestly, I'm surprised the Queen Stella isn't with child yet. There's so much cum. Now remember, Your Grace. Don't tell a soul. The Queen would kill us both. Just remember, though. Happily ever after awaits. And when you're spending eternity with the love of your life, this will just feel like a necessary sacrifice. You may leave now, my king. I promise you, my research will be fruitful. And this will not be in vain. You and I will both get our happy ending, just like we always wanted.